This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Back-to-school specials are here at Charlieu's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large shoe-topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered, too. Happy hour, 7 days a week, from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlieu's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlieu's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
Women are the fastest growing group of veterans, and VA recognizes the importance of providing care and resources tailored to meet women's needs. Dr. Jennifer Strauss, National Director of Women and Gender-Related Mental Health at VA, has more.
Over half of women veterans using VA healthcare are affected by a mental health concern. VA wants you to know that you aren't alone. The Today I Am campaign features women veterans sharing their own stories about how their lives improved with mental health treatment.
Learn more at maketheconnection.net/MHM.
Heard on great radio stations all across America. It's the National Defense.
Welcome to the National Defense, made possible by Ford, by the Home Depot, by T-Mobile, by Prevagen, by the Wounded Warrior Project, by Tractor Supply Company, by Sony Pictures Classics Nuremberg, starring Russell Crowe and Rami Malek, and by Ondas Holdings, LLC.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. And, of course, you know Ernie Hudson from Ghostbusters and many other things. And he's got a couple of new projects in the works. He's with us here on the National Defense. Ernie, how are you?
I'm very good. It's a wonderful morning, and it's great to talk to you.
Great to talk to you. You were just at a Comic-Con, right?
Yeah, the New York Comic-Con. It was just a lot of fun. Very exhausting and busy, but just had a great time.
What kind of reception do you get at those Comic-Cons? I mean, are the, you know, I don't know. I've been to a couple of them, and I don't know to be excited to see people or very frightened of them.
You know, I'm excited. I don't do that many. I try to do that many. I say not that many, maybe about 3 or 4 a year, but it's a safe place. Me as an actor, you know, when people come up to me on the street, sometimes with their families, and they're excited, and it's a little overwhelming because it's in my private space, and I don't know. It's just a little bit awkward. But when you go to the Comic-Con, you're there for that reason.
Right.
And people get a chance to come up and say hello and talk, and I don't mind them telling me their stories, and it's all a part of we're there for that reason. And so now sometimes I'm there from 9 in the morning until 9 at night.
Oh, wow.
And these families and their kids and the little kids, and they, you know, I get to hold a baby.
Everybody's got their Ghostbusters dolls with them.
Oh, yeah. And the kids, you know, they have little Ghostbuster outfits and their climber or whatever. And dad is excited because he was, you know, maybe 2 years old when his dad showed him the movie.
Right.
And now he's showing him the movie. So it's, you know, it's fun. And then a lot of different movies. Different fans, you know, will come up. So not just those buses, but it's a real cool place to just hang out and meet people and take photos. And, you know,
That's really cool.
Now if I'm in a department store, that's, you know, that's hard. So I like that.
That's a little different. We're talking to Ernie Hudson here on the National Defense. A couple of new big projects. The Family Business, 6th season on BET, Thursday, October 23rd. And Duncan Family is back. The Family Business, man, what a juggernaut. 6 seasons?
Yeah. It's been so much fun. Valerie Pettiford plays my wife. And I love the cast, some veteran actors. And some new people, and it's been incredible. And I didn't, you know, we did the first season. I thought, well, maybe, but the audience has found it. Now I probably get as many Family Business fans come up to me as Ghostbuster fans. I mean, it's pretty amazing. And I love it. You know, Carl Weber, who wrote the books that the series is based on, is an amazing writer, and the stories, but the family dynamic, you know, I'm the head of this family, and, pursuing the American dream at by any means necessary. But it's been really very, very interesting.
Oh, that's so cool. And now you're the new Tom Selleck. You're the new, Boston Blue, the new series. It starts today, right?
It starts today, yeah. And that's, of course, I know, you know, when you're out promoting something, everybody's supposed to say it's good, but I really, really like this show. It's a spinoff from Blue Bloods. Donnie Wahlberg, who's on Blue Bloods,
right,
was up to Boston, and so, you know, we get to meet this family that I'm the head of. I'm a Baptist minister who has the largest African American church, one of the oldest churches in the country. But I'm also a community organizer. My daughter Gloria Rubin is a DA, and my grandchildren are police detectives, and so it's about law enforcement, but also the community, you know, PFU as well. And Donnie Wahlberg, who joins, you know, he's an Irish Catholic. My daughter and her family are Jewish. And I'm a Baptist minister, so that,
you got something for everybody in that. That's fantastic.
Yeah, a little bit different, but
I love it.
It's a really interesting show. Great, and the showrunners it's a great show to be a part of.
We're talking to Ernie Hudson here on the National Defense, and so Donnie finally got a show back in Boston, huh? I mean, he's got to be just beside himself.
Well, you know, Donnie's from Boston, and he was. I went to one of the games with him. Boston was playing, I think, the Blue Jays, and they lost. But he's, Donnie's a great guy. You know, we did a movie together years ago called Butter, and then they changed the name to Never Too Big. I think it was one of the first things he did. But we've been friends. Also did an episode of Blue Bloods a few years back.
Oh, okay. Okay. So you were part of the family, part of the family, before. I mean, what a franchise that is, you know, for that thing to run, and then, the spinoffs and everything like that. Now, so you're a Baptist, preacher. Now, are you one of, what kind of Baptist preacher? Are you a this kind of a Baptist preacher, or are you a very soft spoken Baptist preacher?
Well, you don't know. I believe in spirit. And so we got a choir that rocks. You know, when you come to church, you're going to feel the spirit. but he's also kind of the moral compass. You know, he's, the difference between playing the gangster and family business, a man who will do whatever is necessary, what he believes, whereas the Baptist minister, he really has the temper.
Yeah.
He'll do what's necessary, but he feels he has to have guidance. And so it's just a different approach to life. And, I like that character because he is the voice of reason.
Ernie, have you ever been called a moral compass before?
No, but you know, I think what's interesting in Ghostbusters and a lot of the films that if people kind of relate to me as they go, yeah, you know, you're kind of like, you remind me of my dad. And so, you know, I'm not one of those guys, I think, they kind of go, wow, you're so dynamic that, you know, I've never, you know, met anyone like you. I'm kind of the everyman, maybe, whatever that means.
Yeah. I could see that. And that's got to be cool and fun for you as an actor to have those kind of, opposite roles like that, huh?
Yeah, no, that's what we, as actors, what we live for. You know, you want to be able to stretch out, do some different things. And I've been blessed to do Congo, or I'm this, you know, safari leader, and Solomon, where I'm disabled. So it's nice to tell different stories, but to be able to, you know, play different characters, different, we'll come from different places and a different approach, not just always the same kind of mindset and the same presentation.
Now, has Tom Selleck seen any of your work on Boston Blue yet?
You know, I don't know, because I don't know Tom, and he hasn't been involved with the show so far as I know. I'd love to. I mean, I would just absolutely love to, you know, to work with him. I've always admired his work.
I could see him making an appearance on Boston Blue. Couldn't you?
Yeah, it would be great. I mean, I know I'd love it. And that would be really cool. They haven't mentioned it.
Well, Ernie, I got to tell you what, man, I have just enjoyed your work over the years. Thank you so much for the time. Boston Blue is out, like we said, today, 10 Eastern, 9 Central on CBS. That's going to be a fun show in the family business, of course, Thursday, October 23rd, the new premiere of the 6th season. Ernie, thank you so much.
Thank you, Randy. I really enjoyed talking to you.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
You are standing inside a secret prison that houses the Nazi high command.
I'm going to put Hermann Göring on trial.
Sony Pictures Classics presents Nuremberg, starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, Academy Award winner Rami Malek, and Academy Award nominee Michael Shannon.
Do you plead guilty or not guilty?
Yes, schuldig.
Order! Order!
Nuremberg opens only in theaters everywhere November 7th.
Ford was built on the belief that the world doesn't get to decide what you're capable of. You do. So, ask yourself, can you or can't you? Can you load up a Ford F-150 and build your dream with sweat and steel? Can you chase thrills and conquer curves in a Mustang? Can you take a Bronco to where the map ends and adventure begins? Whether you think you can or think you can't, you're right. Ready, set, Ford.
Now, this is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
That Friday feeling is more than just a day of the week. It's the sight of a full plate and the promise of more to come. It's Black Bear Diner's all-you-can-eat Friday fish fry. Get your fill of crispy, hand-breaded pollock fillets with fries, our famous hush puppies, and house-made coleslaw. Starts at 4 p.m. every Friday at Black Bear Diner. Come hungry, bring the family, and enjoy a tradition you can count on.
Black Bear Diner.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and David Fleming is with us. You've read his work, no doubt, a lot through the years, during the last three decades at ESPN Sports Illustrated. He has been one of the industry's most prolific, versatile, and imaginative long-form storytellers. He's got a new book called A Big Mess in Texas, The Miraculous, Disastrous 1952 Dallas Texans, and the Craziest Untold Story in NFL History. David, how are you?
I'm great, Randy. How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. This story is particularly of interest to me because we're based in Kansas City, Missouri.
Oh, of course. And yeah. That's where, yeah, people think that the people mistake this team for the Dallas Texans of the AFL that eventually became the Kansas City Chiefs. Oh no, this is crazier and wilder and than anything that ever happened then.
Oh man, you know, and in just doing a little research in preparation for the interview, I had no idea, because you're right, exactly. When I saw Dallas Texans, I thought, oh, that's Lamar Hunt and going in there and then bringing a team to Kansas City. But this was this was way before that, right?
Yeah, this was 8 years before that. This was the team that was supposed to become the Dallas Cowboys. And they end up, they were the NFL's first attempt to put a franchise in the South, in Texas. And what ends up happening is this team ends up becoming the last NFL team to go bankrupt. So, yeah, it is just, it's one of those stories that is stranger than fiction, and people shouldn't feel bad. You know, I covered this league for decades and had no idea about this team or this crazy story or the escapades of a team that basically spent and partied their way out of the league in about 4 months, which it sounds like my senior year of college.
Well, you're right, right. We're talking to David Fleming here on the National Defense, his latest book, A Big Mess in Texas. And, David, let's talk about some of those things that happened to this team. And this was all started by a couple of millionaires, right?
Yeah. Clarence Miller was the really the money behind it. He was the king of textiles in the Southwest. And it was his son, Giles Miller, who was kind of this sort of classic Jerry Jones in training, you know, just classic millionaire son, who just loved to spend his dad's money. And it was his crazy idea to bring the NFL to Texas, or to be the first one to bring the NFL to Texas. And, you know, at the time, I mean, people forget at the time in the 1950s, the NFL was a terrible investment. It was 31 of the first 43 franchises in NFL history went bankrupt.
Wow.
And so, yeah, the book opens with this great scene of Clarence, you know, dressing down his crazy son who wants to make this terrible investment in the NFL. But the son prevailed, and the story unfolds from there.
Well, and David, you talk about, I didn't realize this either, but it's the first integrated football team, right?
Yeah, and that's there's a lot of crazy, I mean, really crazy, funny stories, and the team is really sort of this mix of like, you know, the 1962 Mets and the Bad News Bears. But there's an important part that really should not be lost to history, and it's the fact that this team was 15 years ahead of the Texas Longhorns in attempting to integrate sports in Texas. And the Texans' two best players were Buddy Young and George Talaferro, and what they had to endure in the Jim Crow South to try to bring the NFL, you know, up to date in Dallas. It will shake you, and it will really sort of remind you of, it wasn't that long ago the Cotton Bowl was segregated and the players, Buddy and George, could not live in the same area of Dallas as their teammates.
And you talk about some house bombings by the Ku Klux Klan.
Yeah, I mean, imagine, it's hard enough to be an NFL player, let alone a star, and that's what Buddy and George were. On top of that, they were forced to live in an area of Dallas that still had, literally in the neighborhood, that still had an ongoing thread of 12 unsolved house bombings, by the KKK, and by different groups that were never identified. And
sure,
that's what Buddy and George had to put up with. I mean, some of the most chilling quotes in the book are George Talaferro, who came from Bloomington, Indiana, talking about how the very real possibility that, you know, he could be lynched in Dallas.
Wow.
And it's just it's also another sort of really compelling, interesting part of this story.
It's just incredible that a lot of people have not heard of this. It's called A Big Mess in Texas. It's a new book by David Fleming. And it's hard to imagine now, you know, where the NFL is, that you could have a team go bankrupt, especially when it's covered by the very powerful Dumont Television Network.
Exactly. With the Dumont, where they were known for, you know, they had to run the cables directly out onto the field. And typically, like, referees or players would be constantly kicking the cables and unplugging the cables of, yeah, the high-powered Dumont network. But Randy, I definitely wanted to make sure, especially for your audience, right, the connection to and the importance of a lot of these players, including Gino Marchetti and Art Donovan. You know, they served in World War II.
Yeah.
And they came back. And one of the things that made the 1950s NFL so great and so colorful was that these guys, you know, their lives were at risk during the war. And when they made it home safely, they were like, this is football's nothing compared to what we've
right.
endured. We're going to have fun. It's going to be crazy. We're going to remain down to earth. And I really feel like Gino Marchetti talks about throughout his Hall of Fame career, and he really was maybe the greatest defensive player of all time. He never lost perspective about football because of what he endured in Belgium in the Battle of the Bulge as basically a teenager. He enlisted when he was 17.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. You know, we've interviewed, several NFL players and, one that, played for the Steelers that went to, West Point. And I've asked them all about the connection between, what similarities, between playing in the NFL and being in the military. And there are, you know, quite a few similarities. I mean, the teammate, aspect of that is, certainly important. But, you're right. I mean, they all say, you know, you serve in the military, playing in the NFL is not really that big a deal after that.
Yeah. And it's, you know, people wonder why the 1950s NFL was so much fun and so great to watch. It was the secret is perspective. It was they, you know, compared to what the things that they had already sort of seen and done. Yeah, it was like, you know, Art Donovan at one point breaks his leg and then keeps playing.
Oh my!
And
gosh.
I think it was always kind of like, well, this is not as bad as you know.
Right. Yeah. We're talking to David Fleming here of the National Defense. His new book, A Big Mess in Texas. And you're talking about, you know, I mean, I think we've all seen, you know, players smoking on the field, you know, in Hank Stram's time and things like that. But you're talking about guys that were just getting drunk at halftime.
Oh yeah, one of the great stories in the book. I mean, Art Donovan is full of great stories, but he tackles the Detroit Lions all pro quarterback Bobby Lane, and he says,
wow.
And so they end up he sacks them, and so they're it's like they're face mask to face mask, and Art is like, oh Bobby, you smell like a wine bottle. You must have had a you must have had a rough night last night, and Bobby Lane was like, no, these guys are so bad. I was drinking at halftime.
Oh, man, I can't wait to read this, Dave. This sounds great. It's called A Big Mess in Texas. It's the miraculous, disastrous 1952 Dallas Texans and the craziest untold story in NFL history. I love those kind of stories, man. Such good work.
Thank you. I think you're in for a treat then with this one. I appreciate it, Randy.
We'll be right back here on the National
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Hi, I'm Maryland Delegate Cherie Sample Hughes and Women in Government Board Chair. October 20th is World Osteoporosis Day. Osteoporosis can affect anyone over 50, even vibrant and athletic women. That's what makes this bone disease invisible and potential bone breaks so serious. Spinal fractures are the most common, yet heavily undiagnosed because height loss and back pain are often associated with aging or strain. Talk to your healthcare provider about osteoporosis screening and treatment. Find more at womeningovernment.org.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavors. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. Now, there is a cool new show that you guys are going to absolutely love. It's called Boots. It's on Netflix, and it's such a different kind of military movie. It's the story of a gay man who enlisted in the U.S. Marines in 1990, along with his straight best friend, and the journey they have with their other Marine recruits. And Andy Parker is with us, showrunner, co-creator. And also Sammy Gunny Ray, who was the military technical advisor. Guys, welcome to the program. And Andy, let me just start with you. How did this thing come about? You know, we talked a little bit about, is this a true story? I mean, obviously, I'm sure it's true many, many times through the years. How did you come to this?
Yeah, so the show is inspired by a memoir called The Pink Marine by Greg Cope White. And Norman Lear's company had optioned the book a few years ago and brought it to Sony. And Sony took the book to me and asked if I would be interested in adapting it for television. I read the book and I just connected with it right away. Even though the book is set in the early 80s and I was coming of age in the late 90s, I had been a closeted young man myself, who was looking at joining the Marines as well. And I ultimately didn't. I never signed on that dotted line and never went to boot camp. But when I read the book, it was very much like reading about the road not taken, the path I might have gone. And I always wondered how I would have done, how I would have measured up. So I instantly felt like I had my way into the material. And I was really captivated by the idea of a young man who's looking for direction, who's looking for purpose and dignity and all the things that the Marines are sort of offering. And in exchange, he has to give up something very powerful, very important, which is who he really is. And I found that a very dramatic and interesting premise.
Yeah, absolutely. And Gunny, I was just telling Andy, I'm on, I just finished episode 4 and I love it. I mean, it's got so much humor. It's got so much, realism. And I was telling my wife doesn't seem to love it as much as I do. And I said, don't you just love the show? And she said, it just gives me anxiety. and Andy said, if that's the case, then you guys are doing your job. When did you first come to this project, Gunny?
So kind of rewind back to February of 2023. I had a friend of mine from both the Naval Academy Prep School and Naval Academy reach out, and he lived down in Louisiana. His name had been thrown out as potentially being involved in the project, and he reached out to me as soon as he found out it was about the Marine Corps. So my own journey is I joined the Marines in 1990 and then went to the Naval Academy for 3.5 years. And then, unfortunately, my drinking career got in the way of my college career, which sometimes happens. I took a 7-year hiatus, and then I actually retired from the Army in December of 21. So at that point in time, I had just retired a couple years prior and was actually trying to determine what I wanted to be when I grew up. And I got this phone call. And so the next thing I know, I'm on a Zoom call with Andy and a number of the other elements from Netflix and Sony. And we had a great conversation. I think what won it over is when I began, you know, singing Marine cadences and barking commands, and they're like, okay, this guy knows what he's doing.
You're right.
So it was perfect for me because I fit right into the time frame of when this show was set. And what's really funny, Randy, is that this platoon would have gone through, I would have begun forming the week that they graduated. And then I have to throw in here, I was not the lone military advisor. Travis Newman and Leon Englewright were very much part of the team. And this was very much a team effort because it was very involved and took a lot of time and effort to get everything correct or to the level that we would have wanted it to be. And we'll go into the actors later. But Leon actually started his journey in forming the week I graduated. So we really had all bases covered for the 1990 time frame.
Yeah, and that timing is really critical because as I said, the memoir takes place in the early 80s. I moved the setting up to 1990 for a couple of reasons. One, because it was still pre don't ask, don't tell, when it was just illegal to be gay in the military. And number two, that would bring us, our platoon, up to a very important event, of course, that many listeners, I'm sure, will remember that occurred in 1990, which was Saddam Hussein's invasion of Kuwait.
Sure.
So that becomes a very pivotal moment in season one, and hopefully will set us up for a potential season two.
Every town's got its heroes, veterans, firefighters, EMTs, police officers, the folks who show up when it matters most. At Tractor Supply, they call them hometown heroes. Now through November 11th, Tractor Supply is celebrating all hometown heroes with 10% off their purchase on First Responders Day, Veterans Day, and special in-store events on November 1st. And while they're saying thank you, stores will also be giving back, making donations to local hero organizations in their communities. To learn more, visit tractorsupply.com/honoringheroes.
Ford was built on the belief that the world doesn't get to decide what you're capable of. You do. So ask yourself, can you or can't you? Can you load up a Ford F-150 and build your dream with sweat and steel? Can you chase thrills and conquer curves in a Mustang? Can you take a Bronco to where the map ends and adventure begins? Whether you think you can or think you can't, you're right.
Ready, set, Ford.
Ondas Autonomous Systems is the U.S. leader in drones and autonomous systems for national and international defense, homeland security, law enforcement, and emergency responders. The company's best-in-class AI-driven drone platforms are deployed globally to protect and secure sensitive locations, populations, and critical infrastructure. Ondas is dedicated to supporting our military, providing a layer of security and safety for our troops both at home and on the front lines. To learn more about their mission, their technologies, or careers at Ondas, visit Ondas.com.
You are standing inside a secret prison. It houses the Nazi high command.
I'm going to put Hermann Göring on trial.
Sony Pictures Classics presents Nuremberg, starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, Academy Award winner Rami Malek, and Academy Award nominee Michael Shannon.
Do you plead guilty or not guilty?
Shoot it.
Order! Order! Nuremberg opens only in theaters everywhere November 7th.
The Home Depot has everything you need to turn your home into a beacon of holiday cheer. So whether you're going all out or just adding a few holiday touches, we've got you covered with trees, yard decor, and more. Save time decorating with one of our easy-to-assemble pre-lit trees or pick up a piece from our Yuletide Lane decor collection and fill your yard with holiday joy. Whatever your style, find everything to get your holidays started at the Home Depot.
Hey, let me tell you about our friends at Norwegian Cruise Line. They truly are a military-friendly company. They have a military appreciation program that was created for veterans, by veterans, with a mission to deliver amazing vacations for active-duty military, veterans, and their families. The program includes a 10% discount off all cruises, plus special onboard experiences, and is combinable with current NCL promotions. So military families can get the most out of their R&R at the best value. Register today at ncl.com/military. Norwegian Cruise Line, ships registry the Bahamas and USA. Restrictions apply.
Wounded Warrior Project helps post-9/11 veterans and their families realize what's possible. With support and resources that bring warriors together and empower them to become stronger, both inside and out.
It's possible to begin healing, to get the help you need,
to find peace.
And as each warrior's needs evolve, so do we, because these last 20 years are just the beginning. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
This is Carrie Growl, owner of Organic Pilates. We believe movement is more than exercise. It's a way to connect with yourself. Our new student intro includes a semi-private reformer session, two group classes, and an infrared sauna experience. And soon, you'll find us in our expanded studio in the heart of downtown Reading. Discover how movement with intention can change the way you feel at Organic Pilates.
Hey, it's your liberty-loving Latino amigo, Rich Valdez, host of America at Night. Weeknights, we're letting you know what's happening live all across America. We'll have newsmakers and experts coming on, talking about the hot topics of the day. Plus, in our third hour, whatever you want to talk about with open phones across America, our nightly town hall. I look forward to hearing from you on the next America at Night with me, Rich Valdez.
Weeknights from 7 to 10 p.m. on KCNR.
Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is, my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week.
Get Leon Englewright's backstory. But Leon and I have been best friends since the Naval Academy Prep School back in 1992. And Leon came out. And I don't want to tell his story, but he wound up coming out during that time, during Don't Ask, Don't Tell, and actually was found out and then was released in the military. Excuse me. So it was one of those things that I had a personal tie because one of my best friends had been in this position.
Oh, wow.
And so for me, it was, I need to reach out to Leon. Again, was able to bring Leon into the actual process as well. But for me, it was I've known gay people in the military pretty much my entire career. And here's the thing about Marines. One of the very first things you learn is that we're all green. There's light green, there's middle green, and dark green. We're all green.
That's right.
It doesn't matter, you know, what you look like, who you are. I give, honestly, two rips about who you sleep with, whatever's going on.
Yep.
The key is Marines are there to, we're top notch. We're the best of the best. I won't say I joined because of the dress blues, but that was definitely a reason. But it's a matter of, you know, that you're there to protect our country. Where we consider ourselves the best service around, and the person to your left and right has to know that you have their back, and they need you to know that they have your back.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't go, we don't go into what you look like, who you are, whatever the case may be. It's, we're all green, we're all part of one team, and we're going to do this together.
Yeah.
And Randy, I would say that's something that the show goes into and explores, because while we come into the show through the perspective of this gay kid joining the Marines, we also get to meet all these other recruits.
Yes.
And they have their own stories. They have their own things that they're carrying, and their own reasons, secret reasons for joining, their own insecurities. Those are all things that get explored in the show as well, in addition to what's going on with our main character. But it's very important that this be a story of transformation for all of these recruits, not just our main character.
It really, really well said by both of you. The show is called Boots. It's on Netflix. And Andy Parker created, wrote, and served as a co-showrunner of this show. And it's Gunny, and especially Gunny, the way that you phrase that is the reason that we – part of the reason we do this radio show, I started this show 13 years ago, totally non-political. We don't care what your politics are. We don't care what you believe. What we care about is you support the troops. And that is the one message. I was not a veteran, and I did not serve. But I have learned through these 13 years of doing this show that the military is maybe the only non-divisive group in the world, just for the reasons you talked about, Gunny. I mean, yeah, all you care about the person beside you is, can they shoot and can they take care of themselves? And I just think that is that's such a great message. I got to tell you, I used to do the media training for the National Headquarters of the VFW several years ago, right after they passed Don't Ask, Don't Tell. And I remember taking these guys, we had the incoming officers come in, and I don't know if you know how the VFW model works, but you could be working as a farmer in Indiana and talking to the 4-H, and if you were elected, because it's all a political campaign, if you were elected, the next week you could be on Meet the Press. And so I was the guy that tried to get them ready for that next level of media. And I can remember having a guy who's going to be the next commander of the VFW. And he came up, and my first entry into the media training was to ask some really tough questions to see how they would answer, how they would respond on their own if they didn't have any media training. So this guy named Bill, I said, Bill, the VFW really doesn't support don't ask, don't tell. I said, why don't you guys like gay people? And he's kind of stammers around. He looks around. He goes, oh no, we love gays. And I said, you do? He said, yeah, I was in the Navy. And I said, he said, we like them all. And I go, okay, that's, but maybe you'll see me after class. But, but no, I mean, and Andy, that's what you guys you capture in the show. I think for me, just the other people that are part of this platoon mm-hmm. that have their own insecurities and have their own issues that they're dealing with. You know, the kid that said, "Hey, I'm lonely," and the other guy who goes, "Everybody's lonely." You know, I mean, it's just that universal kind of
exactly. That's the word. It's universal, right? But the coming of age that's happening for each of these young men, and even you know, as we move through the season, we start to see what's affecting our drill instructors as well. That each of them is going through some kind of reckoning. And as a dramatist, as a writer, you're always looking for ways to inject stakes in your storytelling, right? To make sure that people care about what's happening, that it's important. That it's really driving the story forward. Well, a place like boot camp is gold for drama because it is a place designed to test you, a place designed for transformation. And that is really exciting and harrowing to watch. And I hope what people, you know, what your wife was saying earlier, that it's given me anxiety that we're going to go on the ride with these guys. We're going to be right there in the trenches with them.
Yeah. And Gunny, I would expect that you have looked over this at every single frame and made sure that this is Marine ready and it's exact in terms of things that happen at boot camp, right?
We did, and here was one of the really neat things about this show. Again, this being my first time, very much green. We jokingly say I smelled like cash sales walking into the show. No clue how Hollywood worked. But we had an amazing team, and I very much will say next season I will probably be a little spoiled because we had such a great team from the set all the way through the producers, directors, writers, the whole nine yards. And the beauty of it was they brought us in. We touched every part and parcel of the show, from the writer sitting down and going over scripts with us to make sure we had things locked in, like they would have been said or phrases, to set decoration. We taught them how to make actually racks the way the Marines, we make them in basic training. Everything was there that we touched. Now, the awesome thing about it is that although we were involved in everything, we trained the actors. And then this is where, as I mentioned earlier, one of the biggest things for us is we actually trained the actors how to be Marines or how to be Marine recruits. Hmm. And they absorbed it. And I cannot say enough about the team writ large, but specifically our actors, our primary actors, and our core background. We had a core background platoon that they showed up every day. They got after it. They absorbed. They asked questions. They wanted to know how to do X, Y, and Z, and really took everything to heart because they wanted to get it right. And that meant a lot to us as military. Sure. Travis and I are both retired. Leon, again, he served as well. It meant a lot to us as veterans of the service. But the really neat thing was that not only did we touch everything, but we were able to provide input that was written into the story. So things that I actually did in basic training were brought in. Things that Leon did in basic training were brought in. Now, here's one of the big things that a lot of people don't know. You see Paris Island, you see San Diego, you think everything's the same. Actually, it's very subjective. There is a standard. There's a Marine standard. Everything is held to. However, my platoon and Leon's platoon, we did things a little bit differently here and there. The way we would get online, the way we would form up in the mornings, the way we would do things at night before we hit the rack. So some of that's brought in. I've seen some feedback, people talking about, well, this doesn't quite hit or that's not right, blah, blah, blah. But the bottom line is that we all had different basic training experiences. We all had different drill instructors. We all had a different senior that had a very specific way of doing things, who had been trained, who maybe had his mentor or his role model was not the same mentor or role model for the follow-on drill instructor.
Sure.
So there are some parts and parcels in there where you're going to see differences, and there may be people that's like, well, we never did that. Well, that may not be what you did, but that's actually something that we did. So the differences that between my basic training and Leon's basic training, even though we were back-to-back, he was 1st Battalion, I was 2nd Battalion. This was happened to be 2nd Battalion, so we were able to wrap some of those things in. But for the most part, there is a lot of accuracy in this. Now, there is some Hollywood, and
sure.
Leon, Travis, and Andy and I had to sit down a few times and have some discussions. But it was what we learned from this is that, yes, this was not a documentary about Paris Island.
Yeah.
This was a story that it captured as much of the realism from Paris Island as it could. But at the same time, it had stories that it had to tell for viewing purposes.
And that's the key thing. And I appreciate Kenny saying that because it was really important that we had three Marines in the writer's room. We had three Marines on set. So for them to bring to my attention at all times, hey, this is how we would do it. This is how this would be the accurate way. Ultimately, you know, I have an obligation to tell a great story and to be as accurate as possible. And sometimes, as Gunny says, I would have to make the call that, like, well, for the sake of the story, we have to divert it just a little bit in
right.
this direction this time.
Right.
And so that does happen from time to time, and I understand why that might rub some viewers the wrong way, especially if they've gone through that experience themselves and had a different experience. But as Gunny said, there's also seems to be some variation as well in the experiences that people had. So ultimately what we're trying to do is be faithful to the spirit of what it felt like to be in that time and in that place. And I hope we've done that.
Well, you know, and that's a good word, spirit. The spirit and the intent of what the situation was really like, while still, you know, telling a great story and having the humor and everything else. And like I told you, Andy, I'm just finished episode 4. And should I feel at this point like I want to punch Hicks in the face?
Yes.
Yeah.
Multiple times.
You can feel however you want to. He elicits a range of emotion, I would say. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good way to say that. Yeah. And how, Andy, how soon was it when Gunny got to Hollywood that he demanded his own trailer and his own, you know, house coat?
Oh, yeah. He was, yes. He found his diva side pretty quick, I would say. Yeah.
Oh, wow, that's great.
Thrown under the bus.
I mean,
that Greyhound, man.
Well, guys, listen, congratulations on a great show. It's called Boots. It's on Netflix. And it's just so cool, especially with our audience, to watch and just enjoy, because there's just so many great parts of it. Or maybe you just, you know, feel anxiety. But it's really, really
how
strong.
How would everyone feel?
That's so good.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
Andy, we greatly appreciate it. And tell your wife that the anxiety will subside, but that'll probably be episode 8.
Okay. Well, we'll be right back here on the National Defense.
My neighbor invited me to a Wounded Warrior Project event. I didn't know what to expect, but I felt like everyone understood me. We got each other. So I got more involved. I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Hi, I'm Maryland Delegate Cherie Sample Hughes and Women in Government Board Chair. October 20th is World Osteoporosis Day. Osteoporosis can affect anyone over 50, even vibrant and athletic women. That's what makes this bone disease invisible and potential bone breaks so serious. Spinal fractures are the most common, yet heavily undiagnosed because height loss and back pain are often associated with aging or strain. Talk to your healthcare provider about osteoporosis screening and treatment. Find more at Women.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.